William Morrow and Harper Audio present I'll Be Gone for Christmas, a novel by Georgia K. Boone, performed by Angel Peen and Karen Molina White. To Alex. Chapter 1. B. Friday evening, December 1st. 2023. Bethany is going to fire me.
She can't fire you. You're her sister and her business partner.
B. Tyler took a sip of her Long Island iced tea and shook her head as her best friend and former classmate, Ayana Torres, continued to lay out the tarot cards between them. Sisterly fidelity is not what holds together our business plan. Trust me, B. said, glaring at the three cards now spread out neatly on the table in front of her. The devil, the fool, and death. How divine. Ayana rolled her eyes and reached for the tiny tarot manual between them. It was meant to explain the deeper meaning behind each image, but B figured the cards spoke for themselves. From what she could tell, everything for the last 12 hours, hell, the last 2 months, had been nothing less than trash. Why shouldn't the cards be ominous and depressing, too?
Beth is a little uptight, but she's not unreasonable,
Ayana said, flipping her long locks over her shoulder before flipping through the pages.
She'll understand.
No, she won't, B thought. Her twin might not be unreasonable, but she wasn't stupid either. B had messed up. Badly. It would make sense for Beth to act accordingly, with absolutely no response to puppy dog eyes and appeals to their shared bloodline. Aside from their irritatingly similar names, they had little else in common. Where Beth was a sharp edge, direct and to the point, B liked to think of herself as a gentle wave, easygoing and playful. After all, her job in their company, Appetite, was to charm the hearts and minds of their clients' customers. Beth built the app. B came up with the pretty designs and flowery words that made it appealing. The only words that sprung to B's mind now, though, were debt, bankruptcy, and failure.
B, come on,
Ayana said, reaching across the table to tap B's now nearly empty glass.
It's one client.
One client that was going to pay us $500,000. Ayana flinched and pulled her hand back.
Okay, yes, that's a lot of money. But you have other clients? And you guys have been doing well for 4 years. This is your first major hiccup.
Second, in 2 months. B ignored Ayana's wide eyes and ordered another drink. A hot toddy this time, since they were sitting near the front door and it was getting cold. Winter in San Francisco was always damp and chilly, and she was annoyed with herself that she hadn't thought to bring a thicker jacket to the bar. Instead, she'd been focusing on trying to look like she might have her shit together, donning designer jeans, a dark green blouse that accentuated her deep brown skin, and a thin leather jacket. She'd even worn sleigh bell earrings to add a bit of whimsy. She needed to look not just presentable, but like she deserved to share a booth and drinks with the wildly accomplished woman sitting next to her. Ayana might be into hippy-dippy stuff like astrology and tarot cards, but she still ran one of the most successful companies in the country. She and her wife, Tony, were the founders of Vacate, that super popular app where users swapped houses in presumably desirable locations. B had read features about it in Essence, O, the Oprah magazine, and the Wall Street Journal in this month alone, and Ayana herself had made Forbes 30 under 30 3 years ago. In other words, Ayana was loaded, so loaded in fact, that she'd just bought Tony a Tesla for Christmas. She'd told B about the surprise that morning over the phone, before B revealed she'd lost Appetite's latest contract. Ever the classy one, Ayana had shut up about the Tesla and kindly invited B out to drinks. She still showed up in a gorgeous white jumpsuit and black Jimmy Choo's, though. The waitress assigned to their table had come over 3 times in the last 20 minutes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?